We're going to have to contain the quarterback. And that was a big part of stopping that offense, and we didn't do that. So that's the one thing that there was a huge point of emphasis going in, and that we have to really make some definite corrections in that area in terms of containing the quarterback. And the other thing is penalties. You know, the penalties have reduced each preseason game. But obviously we had two, and they were critical penalties. And those penalties, they allow drives to continue. They allow you, they make it where you can't get off the field on third down, and those ultimately lead to scores. And so those are some things those are the main two areas that we need to improve on the most before, you know, our first regular season game. And those things were addressed today. On the positive note, no double-digit runs. And I think that's the first time in the preseason that we haven't had a run over 10 yards. And that's the first time in quite some time. So there were some positives that we could take out. Obviously, we were disappointed in some of the outcomes at the end of the day. But all correctable. And we've already looked at the tape. And already made those corrections, and we're moving forward. We had an excellent practice today, and looking forward to having a great week.
Now, as you dug into the tape, what were the common breakdowns
in the game? Yeah, just really, level rush on the outside, and at times some rush lane issues inside. But, you know, we talk about rush and coverage working together. We work really, really hard on our underneath coverage. And we thought early in the down, our underneath coverage was pretty good and forced the quarterback to hold the ball. And we were able to get pressure on the quarterback, but at times we didn't have contain. And so those were the things right there that stuck out the most.
With a guy like him that puts so much strain on
Yeah, I mean, it's attention to detail. You know, a lot of times pocket container is a judgment. It's a decision that you have to make, you know, on the move, you know, in the game. And so, obviously, it's been great to get that type of exposure in the preseason. And our preseason opponents have been outstanding. The different types of offenses that we've seen, different types of schemes, obviously, you know, run game wise and pass game, and then obviously mobile quarterbacks. We're going to see several mobile quarterbacks early in the season.
Now, what did you see with Chris Conte before the injury? How would you evaluate his play?
I thought Chris played fast. He was aggressive. He made a nice play in the end zone, and he was excited to be out there. And there was no hesitation with Chris and his reason, his progressions, and I thought that was positive.
Who ran the ones today?
Excuse me?
Who ran with the ones that take you today with Chris and
Ryan? Well, you know, obviously we have Danny was available, and then we had Brock was available as well. So, you know, both those guys have run with the ones before, and you know, we've been moving those guys around. So, you know, there's really no issues there.
Will he have enough time? Can Chris win the starting job with you?
Well, you know, like we said last week, you know, the evaluation time that we had available, we felt like that was enough time to make a clean evaluation on him, and we don't feel any differently.
Now, when you talk about the contain of the quarterbacks moving the pocket, yeah, what do you need to see from the secondary? Because it seems like there are a lot of open receivers here.
Yeah.
What do they need to do better going forward?
Yeah, if the quarterback does break the pocket and he becomes it becomes a scramble situation, then we need to plaster. We call that plaster in our zone or man, and you just have to cover longer. And obviously, when the quarterback gets out of the pocket, bad things happen typically. And so, you know, again, it's a rush and coverage combination, but that's what we have to do in the back end.
When you talk about it being a decision, you know, on the fly.
Yep.
What is the decision most of the time for a guy on the outside?
Well, you know, you have to obviously know where the quarterback is. And you have to know if I'm going to take an inside move or not, you know. And that's those are decisions we have to make, and then we learn from those and we move on.
In making those decisions, I'm assuming you don't treat all mobile quarterbacks the same. A guy like Kaepernick, who's a little bit more adept at running, that guy like Wilson.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, we talk about pocket contain and coordinated pass rush every day. We work on it every day. And there's really not a situation where we don't work to do that, regardless of the quarterback. Some quarterbacks are more difficult to contain than others, but at the end of the day, our job is the same.
Third down was an issue the other night.
Yes.
When you went back and looked at it, was it more first and second down as the fact that they were in third manageable?
Too many third and mediums. You know, third and one, you know, third and two, you know, third and four, third and five, too many of those. And your percentages and your chances of getting off the field go down. So we have to do a better job with our first and second down defense.
What did you see from Lance against Seattle, that game specifically?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lance, you know, he got a lot of reps. I thought he played fast in the game, and I thought he competed well.
John Bostic and Shea, and where is Christian Jones in all this?
Yeah, those guys are continuing to progress. You know, guys are, you know, becoming more comfortable in what we're asking them to do. Feel like they're playing fast. They're, you know, they're physical. And, you know, Christian Jones as well. Christian had a real nice day today. Guys handled a couple balls and got a couple interceptions. So, you know, it's, feel good about where those guys are going.
Will those guys, any plans of who starts against Cleveland? Will Christian get a chance to start?
Yeah, we'll see at the end of the week. We'll take a look at it, you know, before we go and you know, make those final decisions. But, you know, I would anticipate Christian getting some opportunities in the game.
Because of those struggles in Seattle, do you want to see more starters out there in Cleveland than you normally would? Or are you still going to treat it just like any kind of last preseason game with the focus looking ahead to Buffalo?
Well, you know, everything is correctable in the game. And so we look at the tape and we make the corrections. We'll make decisions on who's going to play in the game, how much they're going to play, and then we'll go. And that's typically how we handle, you know, every game. Yeah. Felt good about the way those young guys played in there. I thought our young D tackles played well in the game. And I thought we were stout inside, you know, overall in there. And so it was good to see those guys play. They played with high motors. They did a nice job in the run game and in the pass game. We got pocket push and got some disruptions in there. So we were happy with what we saw. We were encouraged with what we saw with those guys in there. Well, I mean, he's just continually gotten better, you know, at all the techniques we're asking him to do. I'm not sure if there's just one thing in particular, but I just think in general and all the things we're asking him to do, I think he understands it. And the more reps that he takes, the better he gets.
Now, with Shea and John Bostic, Thursday's game was week one. I mean, are they where they need to be for the regular season at this point?
Yeah, none of us are where we need to be right now. And so, you know, we've got, you know, a couple of weeks before that regular season game, and we're working hard to improve every day. And, you know, I wouldn't say that any of us are where we need to be. And I probably, you know, regardless of what week you ask me that question, we're always going to be looking to get better.
Have you seen from John Bostic specifically his coverage stuff? You guys talk about how good he is in coverage. Mm-hmm. He played a lot of man in Florida. Have you seen improvements in how he handles the zone?
Yes. Just an understanding of you know, the zone, the different types of zones, and I think he's grasping that, and you know, he's playing faster. I think he's comfortable in what we're asking him to do, and I think you see him playing more aggressively.